This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. And on our website, we've got a help box. You can send us any questions or problems through there. And then, of course, our helpline is always there for you. 303-333-HELP. 303-333-4357. That actually comes right to my cell phone, so I promise you I'll get right back to you. Well, today is a kind of a different type of show for us here on Haystack. Normally we have businesses and partners on our show and we talk about different tips for consumer help. But this is something in a special way of helping people. And we are certainly glad to have in studio today Scott Wilder. And you've heard for many months now, Save the Children here on KLZ on our station as a whole. And also Marie Christine joins me in studio as well. Marie, how are you?
I'm excited to be here.
Hey, it is a great day, and I know
two Scotts in the studio.
Hey, two Scott W's
mixed up. Yeah, easy to do. Scott, it is great to meet you. And growing up in Dallas, yeah. I knew your name and heard of it. So when it was mentioned here, I said, "Oh, I've heard that guy." So
that's trouble. It's always trouble when people know your name.
Absolutely,
it's great to be here, and thanks for the time. And it always feels good. It's always good to be here. But it's always good also to bump into a native Texan. I feel like we've seen the same movies. We've been to the same places. know a bunch of the same people already.
Yes, sir.
Scott, it's great to be with you. Thanks for the time.
All right, Marie. So give us a little background, you know, here of Save the Children, even coming a part of KLZ a little bit, and, you know, what all this has just meant to the station so far.
Well, yeah, this is something that's really important to me personally and to the station as a whole. You know, usually, Scott Watley, I have to specify, you usually help consumers, but this is a chance for the person listening right now to actually help someone in a huge, and it's not overstating it, to say life-changing way. Right. What we're doing, we're focusing right now on the Horn of Africa, so countries like Ethiopia, and there are kids right now, and I'll let, you know, Scott Wilder explain more, but they're suffering from what's called severe acute malnutrition, and that's it's a serious condition. It's essentially starving to death. And you listening right now, you have the chance to actually turn the corner for that one kid. Scott, explain more.
No, that's exactly right. And maybe the best way to explain what severe acute malnutrition is to compare it to if someone were severely dehydrated, you know, you couldn't just give them a bottle of water and say, here, you're thirsty, drink this, and you'll be okay. At some point, they're suffering from a medical condition. They need extraordinary things done.
Sure.
They need a medical therapeutic solution to fix the problem. In the same way with nutrition, if you're suffering from severe acute malnutrition, you're not just hungry. So we're not just feeding a hungry child. We're saving a starving child. It's not just taking a child from one meal a day to two or two meals a day to three. It's not an extra bowl of rice or beans, or in the States, it might be a sandwich or a hamburger. It's actually taking a child that is destined for death, and you're saving their life. And you do that through what's called, it's called ready-to-use therapeutic food. It's food that is medicine. The brand name is Plumpy Nut, which is a kind of a funny-sounding name, Plumpy Nut. It's only been around for 15 years. It's the peanut-based paste. It's the consistency of Nutella. In fact, Nutella was the inspiration for it. It doesn't need to be refrigerated, which is really important in that part of the world. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to be administered at a hospital or a clinic. So we can actually show the mother, the grandma, or the father, whoever, how to feed this child. It's in a packet about the size of your hand. Think of it like the size of salad dressing at Chick-fil-A. You just tear off the corner and you squeeze it directly into the mouth of a child. So it's medicine that is food. It's food that's medicine, and it's what Save the Children is doing in these areas. We mentioned Ethiopia, East Africa, Somalia, Yemen, the Horn of Africa, the part of the world that is suffering as a result of the worst drought in 50 years. They now have a nutrition issue because lack of water is ultimately a nutrition issue.
Sure.
If you have no water for people, you have no water for crops, you have no crops for animals or crops for your family or crops to sell at market. You have no water for livestock, so you have no livestock to provide nutrition for families and no livestock you can sell at market. And so ultimately, you know, it's always the kids that suffer first and worst. And they're kind of the canaries in the mine. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that really are impacted first. So they're the ones that suffer from severe acute malnutrition. We have a chance here together to change that, to provide the emergency nutrition to save their life. It's easy to do. And can I just share the phone number? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Please do.
The phone number, if you want the 800 number, it's 800-570-5155. 800-570-5155. A $60 one-time gift can provide enough emergency nutrition to save the life of a child. And there is a dollar-for-dollar match in place right now. So this holiday season, just know that your $60 becomes $120. Your $600 becomes $1,200. We've even had a woman recently when I was in Seattle, and she said, I want to do this for 100 kids. And I thought, do you mean $100? She said, no. I want this for 100 kids. I said, ma'am, that's $6,000. She said, I know. I've been so lucky. I've been so blessed. We've had businesses that have said, you know what, we've had a great year this year, and we're going to give back. We're going to find a way to give back. Yes, it's a tax-deductible donation. I know you don't do it for that reason, but it's nice to have that as a thank you. So the number is 800-570-5155. You can do a one-time gift or a monthly gift if you want to. We have another way to contact us, and it's really easy. On your cell phone, it's a phone call, not a text. You dial #250. Dial #250. Then when you're prompted, say the keyword Crawford. That's it. Dial #250. Think of it as a speed dial. Dial #250, and the keyword is Crawford. They'll say, give us your keyword, and you say Crawford. It takes you right to the right place. Or, of course, you can go online, do it online, safe and secure, at SaveChildrenKLZ.org. SaveChildrenKLZ.org. And remember, it's a dollar-for-dollar match in place right now, so everything you do is going to be matched dollar for dollar. I've been there. I've seen it. I was in Ethiopia most recently. In February, I'll be going back to Africa for my 14th time to Africa to see the conditions there and what's going on there. Yes, Save the Children also works here in the United States. Times of crisis, the hurricanes, Hurricane Harvey, the hurricanes that have come through, Save the Children is on the ground there. In fact, it is the go-to organization for both FEMA and the Red Cross. If the FEMA gets somewhere before we're there, and that's probably not likely, yeah, but if they get there before we're there and they see specific needs for children, they call Save the Children. Same thing with the Red Cross. They call Save the Children. So you're partnering with people that have been around for 100 years. Next May will be our 100th anniversary, and 87 cents of every dollar goes directly to the need, and I hope you'll join us. So that's how we're doing it. That's what we're doing. And I'd like to say, we're saving the lives of kids. How many will you save? It's not that Save the Children does this. Save the Children is just the conduit through which it is done. I mean, it's done by the people listening. It's done by the people listening right now, regular people, right, who might say, yeah, that could be me. That could be my kids. That could be my grandkids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was saying earlier that when you go to these places and you see it, you go to a hospital where these kids are being taken care of, these babies really under the age of two, and somebody says, gosh, you know, they must have been just like crying like crazy. The whole place is full of crying children. And I say, you know, that's the weird part. It's quiet. Mm-hmm. There's no crying. They're not even strong enough to cry. I mean, they are so close to the end. And so today, I mean, you know, your $60 one-time gift can save the life of one child. More does more. And remember, whatever you do is going to be matched dollar for dollar.
Yeah, and you know, Scott Watley, you were asking earlier, you know, why Save the Children is such a great fit for KLZ. And I would say, honestly, that story you told, Scott Wilder, about the woman who said, you know, out of my plenty, I'm going to give $6,000 to save these kids. KLZ is a God and country station. Mm-hmm. You know, we're making sure that we stick to our founding principles here in America, that we have this prosperous country. But why?
Right.
We're doing that so that we can be a blessing to other people. And that's where I get so excited, because I consider myself wealthy. I mean, I have a flushing toilet. That right there is wealthy, you know?
Sure.
And because of that, you know, I believe in God, and I believe he's blessed me on purpose so that I can help people who are in need. He uses us as his hands and feet, and that's what Save the Children lets us do.
Yeah, I would say blessed to bless. I mean, that's it. You know, we're blessed so that we can bless others, and it also is a blessing to bless others. It's just, if you take the whole religious thing out of it, it's just good to do good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it just feels good to do good. I mean, when you're doing good, you know it's good. And so, you know, if you're motivated this way or that, that's fantastic, and certainly that's my motivation. That's why I've been in the last 20 years around the world 30 times, and have seen what I've seen, and will always say yes when I'm asked to go, because I think it's ours to do. And if we don't do it, I don't know who's going to do it. And we mistake too many times the nodding of the head for the doing of the thing. You know, we say, somebody ought to do something about this. And we say, yeah, you know, it's tough. But I got to, I mean, Americans are hard to motivate. I'm hard to motivate. I mean, if it doesn't affect my cable TV reception or my my connectivity.
Yeah.
I mean, man, if I'm watching a sporting event and my cable or my satellite goes out, I mean, within 2 seconds, yeah. I'm going,
somebody's... Snow covers my dish. Yeah. I'm screaming. I'm running out barefooted in the snow, scraping the dish.
Somebody's got to do something about this. You know, but you tell me there are kids that are starving. I kind of, yeah, it's tough. You know, it's a tough world. But, you know, I just think, you know, especially this time of year, you know, we give out of gratitude. We're here right before Thanksgiving. Think about the number of kids you're going to have there in your house, kids and grandkids, nieces and nephews. Everybody's together, you know, and imagine a woman who is not even thinking about how great a Thanksgiving she'll have, or a great Christmas or a great New Year for her kids. She just wants her kids to live.
Sure.
And today, you know, you're that hero. You're the one with the cape. It's not Save the Children. We're just a conduit through which it happens. I mean, we've built infrastructures over 100 years. We have relationships inside countries where otherwise you couldn't even get, your money couldn't get places, maybe because those relationships are not built. Well, we've built those. And all you have to do is say, I'll be a part of it. So nobody's asked to do everything, but I think everybody's asked to do something. And I think we're obligated to, because I've been blessed. And so we're blessed to bless. 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155, or on your cell phone, dial #250, and when prompted, say the keyword Crawford.
You know, there's probably 8 Starbucks within about a mile from here.
At least.
And every one of them, I go, because I sit here for the hour. Other than that, in the mornings, I do meetings, afternoon I do meetings, and I go in there, and people are spending $8 on a coffee, okay, and that's not buying anything else, and so... I think most of us, if you have that app on your phone and it just replenishes every time you get low and it goes back to $25 like mine does, I'd kind of be afraid to look at that and see what I spend just at a Starbucks, you know, when it could be going to something like this.
And you know, what I say is I don't think it's an either or. I'm not one to say, you know, don't do this other stuff.
Well, sure.
Don't. But if we're doing that other stuff, I think we ought to do this. I was saying this earlier that I was surprised to learn that you know, Halloween is the second most expensive holiday in America. People spend more money on Halloween than every other holiday except for Christmas. And then I saw a statistic this last time that blew me away, and it was that this last year, Americans spent $500 million on costumes for their pets. For our pets.
And I heard $2 billion on candy.
Isn't that something?
$2 billion.
So, you know, I would never be a person to say, hey, don't do that, don't do that. Look, I happen to know some people that have pets that they bought costumes for, so I don't want to offend anybody, and some of them are people I'm related to. But I would say if we can do that, we can also do this. And I say this is why we're blessed. You know, we're blessed so we can be conduits through which it passes to other people. And it is such a blessing to be able to do it. And you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to get a yellow fever shot. You don't have to go to Africa. You don't have to sleep under a mosquito net. You don't, if you can find one. You don't have to take the malaria drugs, which, by the way, give you great and crazy dreams, not always great in a good sense. You don't have to do any of that. All you have to do is say, yeah, I'll do it. $60 or $30 a month for the next 12 months or whatever the amount is. I just think it's not about how much, it's about how many. It's not about how much any one person gives, but about how many of us will say, you know what, I want to be a part of this. I want to do something. And you know, when you sit down at Thanksgiving dinner, when you sit down and do your reading of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas on Christmas Eve with the kids, with the grandkids, you can know. Yeah, we did something really good together. And so I hope people will, because the world's bigger than the things we see. And just because it isn't happening here doesn't mean it isn't happening. But the good news is, you know, we have been given so much. We are so blessed that we'd certainly share a little bit, just a little bit, can make a world, you know, little as much
sure.
for people who have nothing. And so we think, well, I couldn't really do very much. What I have wouldn't make a difference. But believe me,
it adds up.
It does add up. And you're $60, $100, whatever the amount is. And somebody listening right now might be particularly blessed, maybe a business, particularly blessed. And you say, you know what, some of the things that have happened, even things that I didn't even vote for, have ended up being good for my business in ways I could not have imagined. yeah, I want to be a part of it. $1,000 here, $1,000 there, and all of a sudden we're saving lots of kids' lives.
Check out the website, SaveChildrenKLZ.org. Once again, that 800 number, 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155. And again, real easy on your smartphone. Just do #250 when prompted. Say the keyword Crawford, and you can donate there as well. We've got another segment here coming up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for the holidays or getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Marie Christine's also in studio with us. Our special guest, Scott Wilder, and we are talking about Save the Children. Once again, if you're just joining us, this is a great organization. And, you know, just to let you know, I know as a station and I know here for my show, you know, we don't just have anybody on and talk about giving money. I mean, we know these people. And I think, Scott, unfortunately, sometimes there are some bad apples out there and then people see on the news and they don't know who to give to this time of year. But, you know, one thing I really love about this is you've been there, you've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I think that's crucial.
Well, and I think, you know, people still have, for the most part, a good heart.
Absolutely.
You know, we want to find, when we see something bad going on, I think we say, what can I do? And then we say, who can I trust? Mm-hmm. You know, because I can't know everything. But if I know people who know things, mm-hmm. then you know, I can get it done. And so Save the Children has been doing this for 100 years. We're 125 countries around the world, also working right here at home. Yes, plenty of stuff is going on right here at home all the time by Save the Children. And let me give you one example real quick. We put this in place in refugee camps in other countries. I mean, people that are fleeing Syria, people in the Yemen problem right now, they're refugee camps. And we have this thing in place there. But we also put it in place at shelters. So when there's a shelter because of a hurricane or a flood or wildfires, we put these things in place, and they're called child-friendly spaces. And it can't sound simple, but I got to tell you, it makes a world of difference. And what they are is they're a designated part of the shelter. And it is only for children and the parents of those children that parents can bring their child to a place that has paid, trained staff, a protected area that they can leave their kids while the mom and dad go work on, did their house blow away? Do they have to get a loan from the government? What are the forms they have to fill out from FEMA to get a loan or whatever, the grant or whatever it is? The stuff you don't want your kids being a part of. You want the kids to have a chance to be kids. And so kids go in and they're in a safe place, a child-friendly space inside the shelters, or in the case of internationally, inside the refugee camps. And those kids are safe there. When the wildfires, I know we're paying attention to California, and certainly we're on the ground there, but the wildfires that blew through about a year and a half ago in Sevierville and Gatlinburg, Tennessee. In three of those counties where Save the Children was working as a result of those wildfires and displaced families, we had already been in three of those counties for 83 years. We knew all the superintendents of schools. We knew all the principals. We knew all the parents. So people knew they could trust Save the Children. So we came in and we were able to provide either places for kids to be kids, or we provide meals. In the case of Hurricane Harvey, we're providing things as simple as diapers and baby shampoo and umbrella strollers and cribs, because that very first night, that with families that were driven from Houston up into San Antonio at those shelters, we had 22 babies that were sleeping in cardboard boxes. So FEMA calls and says, Save the Children, what can you do? And it never happened again. Those kids had strollers. Those kids had cribs. Those kids had something as simple as a tub to wash a young child, an infant. Shelters don't have that. Sure. They have cots and stuff like that. And think about this for a second. When you have something like that, let's say it's a hurricane. You know, we raise our kids and we tell them two things for the most part over and over again. We talk about stranger danger, and we talk about the safest place is your home. Now, think about what it is for a kid. Now, you know, parents and adults, we have the ability to measure a moment against the past and the future. Mm-hmm. Kids are not like that. You know, it's much more dramatic for kids. They don't have the ability to balance that out. And so what they know is at that moment, they have lost their safest place. Their safest place might not even exist anymore. And that night, they are sleeping in a gymnasium with 1,000 people that are strangers. So when it comes to what Save the Children does, everything we do is measured by whether it is effective and efficient for children, believing that every child has a right to a healthy start, every child has a right to safety and protection from harm, every child has a right to an education, every child has a right to grow and meet their potential. And so that's how it's measured. Now, along the way, we make lives better for parents, too. But it's all measured by whether it's effective and efficient for children. And so that's what we're doing, whether it's over there or over here. You know, one of the differences I would say about the over there and over here is we have lots of safety nets here in the States.
Right.
I mean, you maybe have a faith safety net. You have a family safety net. You have a community safety net. You have maybe a local safety net, a safe safety net. I mean, a state safety net. You have several layers of safety nets from the federal government. It's not like that in other parts of the world. Mm-hmm. You know, you get to be that safety net. And imagine if everyone were going through the same thing at the same time. You can't turn to a neighbor. You can't turn to somebody else. They have kids that are starving, too. They have kids that have nothing to eat. I remember, you know, when you meet a mom with twins, and I have twin boys. They're twin men now, but they're 23. When you meet a mom with twins, or 3 months old, twin boys, 3 months old, and she says, you know, there's no food for me. The only way I've been able to feed my children is obviously to nurse them. And now I can't even produce any milk to breastfeed my children. And these boys are suffering from severe acute malnutrition. You know, your gift today is saving a child like that. And maybe you think about brothers and sisters, or maybe you think about twins. You know that your gift of $120 can do that for two kids. And, of course, with a dollar-for-dollar match, whatever you do is going to be doubled in its impact, double in the good that you can do. And that is a limited time, dollar-for-dollar match. You don't want to wait, you know, a couple of months to do that. This is urgent. This is the time to do it. And we have a goal here at the radio station to save as many children's lives as we can. And the question is, how many will you save? Let me get the phone number again real quick. It's 800. It's a toll-free number, 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155. Or really easy on your cell phone. It's a phone call, not a text. So you dial #250, dial #250, and when you're prompted, say the keyword Crawford. It'll take you to the same place. Crawford is your keyword, or go online to SaveChildrenKLZ.org and click on the banner when you get there.
Hey, Marie, sitting on several interviews so far today with Scott. I mean, what are some of the things that maybe, okay, we've heard about organizations like this, kind of knew what it was about, but what really hit home to you?
Honestly, for me, it's some of the stories that Scott has told me, because it's, you know, as an American, it's hard for me to picture what would that be like. And one of the stories that really stuck in my head is, Scott Wilder, you were telling me about a grandmother who I presume the reason the grandmother was caring for this child was because the parents had passed away. And this grandmother had to walk, you know, barefoot across, you know, hot African plains.
Right.
To get to a Save the Children outpost carrying this little baby that was, I mean, basically on the brink of death. And for this grandma to have somebody look her in the eye and say, this kid is going to live to see tomorrow.
Right.
And that's because somebody in America gave $60 to get this peanut paste. And for that grandma, I mean, that's the difference between hopelessness and hope. Mm. That's huge to me. I'm going to start crying right now because it's so cool.
Right. Once again, SaveChildrenKLZ.org and that 800 number, 800-570-5155. And most of you right now can pick up your phone, hit that #250. Keyword is Crawford. Donate through there. And as Scott mentioned, this is a $60 gift is now being matched. So that turns into $120. And, you know, I realize this time of year, hey, you're planning your Christmas time, your Christmas gifts, all these different things. And you know what? Most of our kids, if we had little ones, they play with the box more than the toy, and you know, hey, but you know, let your kids know, hey, they changed a kid's life. Maybe let them know that, you know, hey, we did this to help another child not only have a better Christmas, have a better life, and even a chance at living. So again, that number is 800-570-5155. And I'll tell you what we'll do. Sportsman of Colorado, Haystack Help, we'll give you $500 today.
Oh, my goodness.
So
goodness gracious.
We'll do that, and that'll turn into $1,000, and we're happy to do that
for you
as
well.
And, you know, when you look at this, or you've been doing this a long time with different nonprofits, all the things, and you were telling me a little bit before the show here, you know, you kind of work with a couple of other groups, but a lot of good groups around, but what was really made you go, this is the one I'm putting my life with?
Yeah, I think it's because when you go and you see, I've said before that I think from far away, you can fool anyone over a short period of time. But up close over a long period of time, it is impossible to fool almost anyone. You're going to see the real deal when you're around people over a long period of time, especially under some stressful situations. You know, when you're, and I won't detail them all, but when you're in Nigeria, and there's a roadblock ahead, and there are people with automatic weapons, and you really think this is not a good situation, bad stuff can happen. You get a sense of who people really are. And when you can see that in people, you just want to partner with them to do. And the efficiency of it all, 87 cents of every dollar goes directly to the need. The fact that, you know, I spend four times this every single month on cell phones, just so we can have, you know, those little baby TVs also make phone calls now.
Sure.
You know, so it's a lot of, it's just about entertainment. So right. I would say every now and then we could say, hey, let's make it about something more important than that. And I'm happy to do my little part. If I can go and see something, I come back and tell. If I have an opportunity to go and see, I think of an obligation to come and tell for people who can't go right now. And they'll participate, and I hope they will. So it's easy to do. And the dollar-for-dollar match, buy one, get one. But instead of shoes or socks or ties, it's children's lives. I think it's a good thing.
Sure. I'd love to challenge all of our listeners. Let's show what we're about, okay? And it's a great time of not only year to do this, but you know what? As Scott mentioned earlier, it's just a great thing to help out. 87 cents of every dollar, and I think that's important. I mean, because you never know with some of these groups.
Exactly.
So, and folks, to match this, all right, hey, not everybody can give $5,000, $10,000, $1,000, whatever. This is a match. So your $60 turns into $120 in 1 second. So take advantage of that. 800-570-5155, SaveChildrenKLZ.org. And again, on your smartphone, just #250, keyword Crawford, and you can make your donation there. Sorry we're out of time on this. But, man, Scott, it's been great to meet you, and you're always welcome here. Marie, thanks for setting this up.
Oh, yeah, glad to be here.
All right, let's do it, folks. Let's save some lives today. 800-570-5155. We'll be right back.
You're spending too much time and energy on insurance. Don't stress. Group Insurance Analysts will shop the entire market for you in one report. No gimmicks or fees, just honest help and guidance through a local, proven, and independent broker. Group Insurance Analysts handles all type of insurance. Benefits, workers' comp, property, auto, and more for both business and personal needs. Call Haystack Help Radio official registered company Group Insurance Analysts today. You never need to stress about insurance again. Call 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Or visit e-gia.com. That's e as in easy, -gia.com.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, The Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at The Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. Also, seniorresourceofcolorado.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. At haystackhelp.com, we have a help box right on our homepage, and you can send us any questions or problems through there. And then our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. We're glad to have back in studio Pamela Meyer with Denver Home Navigators. Pamela is our real estate specialist and has been for several years. You can check out her website, denverhomenavigators.com. And Pamela always offers our listeners a free consultation. That's 303-506-0106. Pamela, good to see you again.
Nice to be here.
All right. We were talking on a previous show, kind of selling a home during this time of year here during our holiday period. And we hit a few things of, you know, one, hey, figuring out, do you really want to sell? Okay.
Right.
And so just to make sure everybody's on the same page, hiring a good real estate, reliable agent like yourself. You mentioned, hey, don't go overboard. Don't have try to have all the most lights on your house, on your whole block,
right,
that kind of thing. Don't go overboard. And you gave some good tips saying, hey, you know, buyers that are out are going to be motivated to buy. And so then, boy, if somebody wants to buy something, you better have it priced right. And that doesn't mean too low or too high.
Mm-hmm.
It means priced right. And that goes back to the very first point of having that experienced real estate person that can help guide you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It is that piece of, particularly if you've already gone on the market and you're not getting the activity, my advice to my sellers whenever we have to make a price adjustment is really the market isn't even going to respond to it unless it's 3% or more, which on a $500,000 house, that's $15,000. You know, sometimes I laugh when I see, oh, there's a price reduction from, you know, $400 to $398. $2,000 isn't enough to ripple the market.
Right.
We're trying to get someone's attention if we're doing a price adjustment. And so pricing it right, we talk about really what is our competition currently, because you want to be priced at or below the competition, so they want your house first.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, this is not the time to go, well, let's try it higher than, you know, anything else that's sold in our neighborhood.
Right.
Okay. So that's not the time to do that. Making curb appeal a top priority. You know, once trees start to lose their leaves and stuff, sometimes things can look a little barren.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you want to make darn sure that it's clean. Make sure your gutters are clean. Touch up the paint. A new welcome mat is always good. So, yes, make sure your leaves are raked up, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if your property's on the market and it snows, make sure the sidewalks and the driveway are clear in a hurry.
Yeah.
Without
ice. You don't want your first contact to be that customer where they're filing a suit against your homeowner's insurance.
Yeah. Because they fell down and broke their elbow.
Right. So, no, that's a great, great point. And like you say, that, man, homes look different. If you've got trees around, boy, when they're all bloomed, whatever, can look beautiful. And then when there's not a leaf on it,
right.
Yeah, there may be some things to do that.
Yes, it's true.
And we talked about photos. I mean, talk about how important just really nice photos are.
They are really, people do virtual showings. And your home is looked at or shown on the web way more, hundreds of times, than there will be people who actually walk through your door, which is good from the standpoint of back in the day when we didn't have that, people were traipsing through just to walk in the front door and go, yeah, no, this isn't it. Whereas now people have an opportunity to really take a look through the house with good photographs. And I tell you that they're important enough that as a professional, I do not take my own photographs. I hire a professional. Now, that's at my expense. That's part of what you pay me for.
Mm-hmm.
There is not an additional fee for that, but it's imperative that they be professional and well done, including any virtual tours or anything that's movement related. I want somebody professional to do that.
And we've talked about the importance.
I don't need my jerky little right. camera.
We've talked about the importance of staging, so mm-hmm. that is a step before the photos.
Before the photos.
Or before the web to
yes,
little tour.
For sure.
So, and that's something else you provide.
It is. So I provide a staging consultation with a professional stager, and the people that I refer are really, really good at this is what it's like to take some of your fingerprints off your own home in order for someone coming through the door to feel like they could put theirs on, like that they can actually visualize living in this house.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it is a little bit of declutter, some depersonalization. Now, don't denude your walls before you meet with me.
Right, right, right. Let it be
what it is.
Right.
So that we can talk together about what makes sense. And then I really have people leave it as is until the stager comes, because she might say, you know, that picture in the hall, that painting in the hall, that would look really good over here.
Hmm.
That kind of thing, because she's really good at what she does. And she does see it from a buyer's standpoint, because she's out there in the current, is in model homes, what's on point right now.
Right.
Versus 10 years ago or more when you bought it.
Sure.
Because we've been living in it. I still think my home is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But my color scheme isn't what you see in model homes right now.
Right.
But because I live there and I'm not trying to sell it, I'm not changing it.
Exactly.
It's a different, you're in a different frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, top-notch real estate photos are important. Even if your home goes on the market and gets sold quickly, I think the big thing is it gets sold for a better price in a shorter amount of time, mm-hmm. if you are all dolled up and ready to go.
Right. Now, most of the time, you don't like for the homeowner to be there when it's shown, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what should we have in the house? I mean, is it something like where we talked about closets before,
mm-hmm.
maybe even going, and in staging, it doesn't just talk about furniture.
Correct, it does not.
You've talked about before, hey, if you've got stacks and stacks of boots or something, maybe we need to take half of those out and be showing three or four pair.
Correct.
Taking some things out of a closet, whatever. So do you like all the lights on, if they have some kind of music thing, uh-huh. you know, in the house? Do you like, you know, really low Christmas? I mean, so how warm of a setting?
Right.
And could we go overboard in that too?
I don't think, I always recommend people turn on every single light in the house.
Okay.
Because we all like light.
Sure.
And it illuminates little dark places that we don't even think about when we're living in them.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, closets are,
people will open your closets. They're going to open your drawers. They're going to look in the pantry.
So don't just throw everything in a closet, because they're going to open that door.
Especially those of us who have had closets where you have to, like, push stuff away to get to something because they're that packed. I say, remember, you're going to move. So let's put all the flip-flops. Yes, I know we're in Colorado, and you can get away with flip-flops in March.
Right.
I do know that there are days when you can do that.
Sure.
But let's put them all away, except for one pair, and your shorts and your swimsuits and that kind of stuff. You're going to move, so let's pack them up. You don't need six winter coats. Let's pick the two you wear the most, mm-hmm. and that way your closets, what you're showing the buyer is, oh, there's room here. And my stager is great at coming, especially for the women. We're going to organize it by color. It's going to look like they're coming into a boutique, which the subconscious piece for the new buyer is, oh, it's like shopping at my closet.
Wow.
And it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
People buy the home they're going to live in on emotion.
Right.
It's a totally different experience than buying an investment property.
And if that house is inviting, cozy, they're probably going to hang out in there.
Turn up the heat.
Yeah.
Yes, you might be willing to tell your family members, hey, go put on a sweater.
Right.
Go put on your additional socks. Go put on slippers, whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's not how you want it to feel when you've got it
exactly.
available to show.
Right. And, you know, we're kind of talking about selling the home during the holidays, but this is why you need that experienced real estate person, because it may be in an area, it may be the house, it needs some other things that you didn't think of, where you just need to wait till the first year.
Sometimes.
So just don't get in a rush till you talk to yourself.
Let's talk first. I mean, really, there's no obligation to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm. And it's never too early. Maybe you're thinking next summer, call Pamela now.
Let's have a conversation.
And go through some of these things.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, the last thing you want to do is, we just did the kitchen because we were going to move. And I'm like, well, you're not going to get 100% of that money out.
Right.
Because we don't. And so let's talk about, given the market and what I know about the other homes that are being sold in the market, let's talk about what's reasonable to tackle and what isn't.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just price accordingly.
Again, Pamela's number, 303-506-0106, 303-506-0106, denverhomenavigators.com. And real quick, you know, this time of year, you'll be spending time with maybe relatives that you haven't spent some recent time with. And we all look at parents and grandparents and whatever the case may be in that relationship, where maybe it's that time where you as the caregivers need to get together and figure out, boy, they need to do something, and we need to get them out of this house with the stairs, whatever the case may be. Most of you know, but Pamela, also a side of her business she does very well in is downsizing, and we call it right-sizing, but she can help you with that. There are some great tips on that, even how to go about that in that approach to your parents or again, whoever it may be. So if you need some help in that area too, simplifying your life should leave you overjoyed, Pamela says, and not overwhelmed. And that can be an overwhelming thing. Moving for any of us, I don't care if you're 25, moving is horrible.
It's a big deal.
So, you know, if you're 75, it is a lot of stress because we've got all that stuff and all that. So, and we'll be doing some more shows on that as well. But Pamela, boy, it's been great. The year has flown by, but thank you for all your great advice all this year.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
It's been a pleasure.
All right. It's Pamela Meyer, Denver Home Navigators, denverhomenavigators.com, 303-506-0106. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse.
Watch it! Watch out!
During the moments of a serious accident, you aren't thinking about who is at fault.
Oh no, what if I never see my family again?
You're not thinking about hospital bills or insurance claims.
What if I never hear my wife say I love you again?
Quick, open your Christmas gift.
And you're not thinking about police reports or who your lawyer should be.
I never thought this would happen to me.
In the split second while you're in a car accident, you are only thinking about the most important things in life.
Is everyone okay?
After you've been in an accident, call the law offices of Flesh and Beck at 303-806-8886. They'll help to determine who is at fault, what to tell the insurance company, and who will help pay your hospital bills so you can get back to thinking about the important things.
Merry Christmas to all. I love you all so much.
That's the law offices of Flesh and Beck, 303-806-8886.
Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Glad to welcome back John Hinkle from Online Trading Academy right here in Denver. Now, don't be fooled by the name Online Trading Academy. They have a beautiful campus right here in Denver over off of Hamden, I-25 area in the Tamarack area, but a beautiful, beautiful campus. So don't be fooled when we talk about Online Trading Academy. It is not an online deal. They have a great, great campus there and have been with us here at Haystack really since we started back in 2009. So great, great company helping people. So, John, let me give you a proper welcome.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here.
So when we say the mission of Online Trading Academy, what is really the mission?
You know, really the way we define our mission, and it's a little bit different first off, I will say we are the world's leading financial educator, but we really see our mission a little bit bigger than that. Our real mission is to help people define, believe, and achieve their why. And what I mean by that is, you know, what is it that they want to achieve in life for themselves, for their family? You know, when I think for myself, one of the things that I think about, you know, being a husband and a father, one of my primary goals is to be able to provide for my family, provide education for my kids, to provide a comfortable life for my wife, mm-hmm. to be able to provide those things. That's part of my, you know, why I work sure. every day and why I think a lot of other men feel the same way.
Right. And, you know, it seems to be getting harder and harder in the corporate world. Man, your life, I mean, I've seen people that I thought would be with a corporate job forever, and in one day they get the pink slip and they're gone.
Yeah, we live in a completely different world than we did 20, 30 years ago. And when you think about, you know, somebody getting the gold watch after 45 years at a company, that just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
The average person's changing jobs. They've got to keep their skills up to date. Often people are working longer hours. The demands are nonstop with email. People, you know, in a lot of ways, email and cell phones seem like a great thing. But I have so many people who come to the academy and say, I'm just exhausted from my job. It seems like my phone is just an excuse for my boss to be able to call me at 10 o'clock at night with
exactly.
a project. So,
and I tell you, you go to restaurants, and I mean, you know, I'm sure you guys do too. You look around, you won't see hardly one table where somebody at that table, if not all of them, are on their phone doing something.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we run our lives today at a hectic pace. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of our students, it's about getting back more of their time. That's one of the big things that they want to do with trading. Because somebody that's successful, once you've got the skills and the ability to trade, you can spend an hour, maybe 2 hours a day, and create your income once you get those skills.
Right. Now, it's been a while since we've recapped really who you are and your background, and I always like for people to know the experts that we bring on are really experts in their field. So recap your background for us.
Yeah, well, you know, I started really as a professional trader. I started on the Chicago Board Options Exchange in 1987, which for anyone that remembers 1987 was a tough year to start in the stock market. We had the largest crash ever. But I weathered that, and I spent 15 years trading on the CBOE, the options exchange, trading for my own account. I retired in 2002 at 40. Discovered that retirement, at least for me, didn't mean not doing anything. In fact, right. I was bored out of my mind. So after that, I spent 10 years trading at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange as an electronic market maker. And when I turned 50, I wanted to do something that was more involved, more people-oriented. And I kind of stumbled on a friend of mine told me about the Online Trading Academy, and I've been running the Denver branch of the Online Trading Academy ever since. So I've really spent a career 30 years buying and selling in the market.
Wow, that's great. How's it really changed over the years?
Oh, my gosh. I think the Internet has changed everything, and nothing more so than the financial industry. When I first got started, if you wanted to get the best prices, if you wanted to make the most money, you needed to be on the exchange floor to get the real edge. That meant living in New York, Chicago, or London. Nowadays, all trading is electronic, mm-hmm. so you can be anywhere you want. Once you have the skill set, you can be up in Aspen. You can be in the Caribbean. You can be, you know, in Europe, in the south of France. You can be anywhere in the world. As long as you have an Internet connection, you can make money.
Wow, that's great. John Hinkle is our guest. Online Trading Academy is the company. You can check out their website, tradingacademy.com. Their number is 303-217-4511. Now, you got a great offer for us today.
Yeah, we have a great class. It's a half-day class. We're going to kind of introduce people to the Academy's patented rule-based system, a step-by-step system for anticipating market moves before they happen. And it's a super popular class. It's a great class, and students really love it.
Okay. How many passes can we give away?
Why don't we give away 5 today?
All right. First 5 callers, here's what we're going to do. You're going to get free passes to attend a half-day class at the Academy's Denver campus. As I mentioned in the open, don't be fooled by the name, Online Trading Academy. They have a beautiful campus that you will go to. This is a half-day class. They'll work out the dates with you. All you have to do is call 303-217-4511. Again, that number is 303-217-4511. And as John said, during the class, you will learn how the Academy anticipates market moves with great accuracy. How about some accuracy when you're trying to anticipate that? They're going to show you how. And again, this is a $500 value, but John is waiving the tuition for callers from Haystack Help Radio. But seating is limited, so please call now, 303-217-4511, 303-217-4511. And you can check out their website, as I mentioned, tradingacademy.com. So when, you know, you maybe greet people when they come in, or maybe you catch them on a break when they come over this class, when you say, hey, what made you come today? What are some of the reasons?
You know, it's one of the interesting things is it's very rarely about the money. It's often about, there are things that, people want to change in their life, that maybe they want to provide more effectively for their family. Mm-hmm. For some people, it's, you know, maybe they've got a job that they're worried about, maybe they've seen friends and coworkers downsized or outsourced, and they're worried that, you know, what's going to happen to them if that were to happen. We've got other students that are, you know, really want to take more control of the time they have so they can do the things that they're passionate about. You know, one of the things that I always see is so many people are trading their most valuable asset, their precious time on this earth, for sure. A paycheck.
Yeah.
And so many people, you know, you don't get that time back.
Mm-hmm.
So many people want more time.
Absolutely. What would you say, what are just some attributes that it may say, hey, look, anybody can be successful at this if they'll do what we say, be disciplined in it, but what are some of the things that you look for that you say, hey?
You hit on a couple right there, Scott. one of the things that we look at when we're evaluating somebody's fitness to be a student mm-hmm. at the Academy, and we do evaluate everyone. Everyone that comes through, we make sure that they're a good fit for the Academy. They need number one, they need to be coachable. They need to be able to hold themselves accountable. That's an interesting thing in I think today's society. Not everyone can hold themselves accountable. You need to be accountable to yourself. And you have to be willing to put in some work. Just like anything of value that you do in your lifetime, you've got to spend a little bit of time getting that skill, acquiring that skill. And then once you have it for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think you've said this in some past shows, but some of your instructors actually started out coming to a half-day class,
yeah,
just like we're talking
absolutely
about.
Absolutely.
And now have grown through the years in teaching.
One of the interesting things is the way the academy teaches you to trade and invest. For some of our students, it might be as few as 6 hours in a month, if they're just kind of want to manage their retirement funds. Other students that maybe want to replace or add to their daily, weekly income, they might spend an hour or two a day. So it's very flexible that way. If you're only working 2 hours a day, you have a lot of free time to do what you want. So naturally, a lot of our successful students are interested in teaching. But they're not, our students, a lot of people came from the trading floor like I did. Many of them, our first instructors all started as, professional traders on a trading floor. Almost all the first ones did. Later on, over the last several years, we've had numerous students that have gone on to teach, and we've had actually two here in Denver that have become instructors.
Wow. So some of the backgrounds, must just run the gamut of all the different people that you have.
Oh, all over. I can think of, we had both this month. We've had both types. We've had a gentleman that spent 30 years trading like myself that teach a class, and we had another gentleman who was actually a trial lawyer, an attorney that felt like he was paying too much in taxes, and because of the rules for traders, once you understand them, there's actually tax advantage, and he found he was able to make and keep more money by trading, so he gave up a very valuable attorney's practice.
Well, that'll work. Yeah.
Sure. So, but it's not, it's all kinds of occupations, really. Mm-hmm.
So you get some people that probably own their own businesses, they work for other people, retired. Maybe housewives?
So, absolutely. Yeah. We get a lot of housewives. I can think of one lady, Kim, who she had twin daughters. And for her, she wanted to be able to, she was in the corporate world, and her job had become just all-consuming, like so many people's jobs do. She felt like she was missing out on raising her kids. So she quit to raise her kids. At the same time, she wanted to be able to add to the family's finance, to contribute to the household income, and she found that this was a perfect way to do so. With just a few hours at home, she could trade, make some money, contribute to the family, and felt like she had a more complete life.
Right. John Hinkle is our guest. Online Trading Academy is the company. If you're just joining us, John just offered us our first five callers free passes to attend a half day class at the Academy's Denver campus. Again, during this class, you're going to learn how to trade, invest, grow your money. They're also going to teach you how to anticipate market moves. How about this? With some great accuracy, using their patented rule-based strategies. This is a $500 value, but it won't cost you anything but your time. Three and a half hours. Give them a call. 303-217-4511, 303-217-4511. You can visit their website at tradingacademy.com. John, we'll look forward to our next visit.
Thank you, Scott.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.